Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to episode 86 of the Courtside Crossover, brought to you by FullPressCoverage.com. And now we are on a new network. We're on Megaphone now, Megaphone Network, Megaphone.fm, which is part of the Spotify family. So you can check us out over there. And as always, you can check us out on the Full Press Coverage app. So, you know, we had some changes happen recently, so switching things up a little bit. Reaching a wider audience now. Also catch me on Instagram and Twitter at Chris Partee. All right, let's get into it. Got Donovan Mitchell, another 40-plus point game for the Cavs in his first season. He's at 10 now, and he ties another very famous Cavaliers record for most 40-point games in a season. Also, the Sacramento Kings have ended a drought that goes back over 15 years. And we'll get into that too. All right, first, let's talk Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell posted 40 points the other night, a 40-point game against the Hawks, I believe it was. And he tied LeBron James for the most 40-point games as a Cav in a single season. He's got a few more games to try to pass LeBron for that record. This might not seem like a big deal, but anytime you can match a player like LeBron James in anything, especially with the Cavaliers franchise, the one he's played the longest for, actually had two stints with the Cavaliers, that is saying something. There's something to be said for that for Donovan Mitchell. And, you know, I thought he would be good with the Cavs this year. I wasn't sure if the Cavs would be this good overall. Now, as far as the playoffs go, I don't know. It's going to be tough for them to make it to the conference finals. At one point, I thought they had a really good shot of making the conference finals. But now with Milwaukee turning it up the second half of the season, you got Boston, who's been good all year. And I thought they were going to struggle early on. And then you have the Sixers, who have come all late and still have a shot at the number two seed with just a few games left on the regular season schedule. That leaves the Cavaliers down in the fourth spot as far as the standings go, which is, yeah, they're four right now. They would play the Knicks in the first round. If they were to win, they probably play the Bucks in the second round. I don't see them beating the Bucks in a seven-game series. Not the Bucks are healthy or probably just mostly healthy. I just don't see it happening. But this is a good start for the Cavs. A good rebound last year to play in. Now they're outright. They're four games up on the Knicks for the number four seed now. So, but they're two and a half behind the Sixers for three. So they're likely going to end in the four spot for the regular season, get home court advantage in the first round. They're probably going to beat the Knicks in five. I'll say that right now. Cavs over Knicks in five games. People in New York will not like hearing that, but I just keep it real. I got no dog in the fight, but I just keep it real. The Knicks have had a nice season. It's just been nice. I know one thing, though. Tom Thibodeau better not win Coach of the Year again just because the Knicks got the five seed. He won it, I think it was a couple years ago, and they were the four or five seed. So I don't think that's going to happen again. It shouldn't happen again. There's no way Thibodeau should be. He probably shouldn't have won it that year. He should not be the coach of the year. But, yeah, that's a big thing for Donovan Mitchell. 10 40-point games in his first year. I mean, he came right in, and there wasn't a big adjustment period, it seemed, as far as Mitchell playing alongside, you know, all those young stars, Garland and, you know, Jared Allen, those guys in Cleveland. It wasn't a big adjustment period, it seemed like. So this has just been seamless, and they're probably going to win 50 games. They're 48-29 now. Two more games, they're a 50-win season, which the Cavs have not done, obviously, since LeBron left. Really, outside of LeBron, they haven't done much of that ever in their history. Let's just be honest. You take the LeBron years away from Cleveland – you got a couple first and second round exits from the playoffs. That's it. Mostly first round. You take the LeBron years out. So this is a big deal for Donovan Mitchell, and it tells me that however long his run's going to be here, they're going to be a perennial playoff team. Now, I don't know if they'll ever break through and become a real contender. Right now, they're not a championship contender in my opinion. They're just not. I don't think they have enough. They don't have enough to beat the Bucks or Celtics in a 7-game series. Probably not even the Sixers. Let's just be honest. As down as I've been on the Sixers at times, I just don't think they have enough to beat. They just have nothing. They have no answer for Joel Embiid. And then even though James Harden usually fades in the postseason, I don't think they have anyone to really deal with him or Maxey. So, yeah, it's just going to be tough. I mean, obviously you got Donovan Mitchell, but, yeah, I don't think they got enough to beat any of the three teams that are at the top of the East right now. But with the 40-point games this year, let's take a look real quick. So Mitchell, he's not even in the top three of the most 40-point games this year. He's tied for fourth with Joel Embiid, who at the time had 10 a couple nights ago. Damian Lillard, who's been shut down for the rest of the regular season, which is only less than, six games left for the Blazers. Lillard has 15. And he's missed time this year, and he has 15 40-point games. As someone who's from the Bay Area and has lived in Oakland, knows Damian Lillard's background, knows his story, I really hope he goes somewhere. I know he's loyal, and I know he wants to do it in Portland. I'm not saying he's got to go build a super team, but I really wish he'd go somewhere else. I would like to see him, even if he doesn't win a championship, at least be able to consistently, maybe over the next 3 years, last three, four, 5 years of his career, however long he's going to play. I don't know how long he wants to play. At least have a chance to compete, because it's not going to happen in Portland. It's just not. They can't get the free agents. They never seem to really draft high enough to get one of those talents that are just going to change life. But even then, the point where Dame is at, you don't want to have to wait on a guy to develop. You know, there's no LeBron James that's coming out right now that's going to come right in and just really change your team around right away. And even LeBron, it took him till year two or three to make the playoffs. Forget, it's been so long now. But he didn't make the playoffs in his first year. Might have been the first 2 years. So Dame don't have that kind of time to be building around young players. He needs a team where he can, you know, got veterans and you got a shot. They don't have that in Portland. I really hope he just really reconsiders sticking it out in Portland. He's giving it all he has. He is giving everything to that city, that team, that franchise, the area. I lived in Portland, all right? I still got family and friends out in that area, all right? People love Damian Lillard. And he loves that area, which is why – this is one of the reasons why, yeah, he's loyal, but that's one of the reasons why he has not left. For one, it's also close. It's not a long flight back to home, back to the Bay Area, back to Oakland. It's just really not. He just may not be a guy that wants to live and play somewhere else, right? But I really wish he'd consider it. The Warriors probably wouldn't happen. Maybe last year you say maybe the Kings, but now the Kings got a nice young nucleus. They might, because you'd have to give up so much to get Damian Lillard in a trade, not just draft picks. They might want players. They probably want players back too. So who knows? But I wish he could get somewhere where he had a shot at least. You know, even a Denver. Trade him for Jamal Murray. Add a couple picks in there. You don't think, because I honestly do not see Denver, even though they're the number one seed, I don't see them making the finals. They just don't feel like a championship team to me. I'm still rocking with the Warriors. I think the Warriors are going to turn it around. They're turning it around a little bit already. I still think the Warriors are going to end up in the finals out of the West. Thought the Clippers had a bit of a shot, but Paul George is hurt now. Yeah, you still got Kawhi Leonard and Russell Westbrook. I just don't see that them being enough to get them to the finals. I don't see it happening. I really don't. But yeah, Donovan Mitchell, you know, the 40-point games, that's big for him. I hope he can get one more and break the record. Now, he also had a 70-point, one of those 40-point games was a 71-point game. So it's not like he had all these 40-point games and he's just barely scoring 41, 40. No, he's really – he was balling this year. He's balling. I wouldn't say he'd be the most improved player because he's already kind of on a level where you're not really going to give him that award, but he may have had the biggest impact of a free agent signing this year, of someone going somewhere new and just turning, you know, they've jumped up like four or five spots in the standings. They were in the play-in last year. I forget which seed they were exactly. They were 7 at one point, but they're 4 now. So, I mean, they're firmly, and they've been in the playoff position, the top 6 all year. They were as high as 1 early in the year, and then second half, mostly 3 and 4, Philly finally passed them, and they've been kind of in 4, you know, for a little while now. But that's where they're going to end up. And as of right now, again, they would play the Knicks in the first round. I'd have to take a healthy Cavs over a healthy Knicks. Whatever, you know, Cavs over Knicks, they're going to beat them at 5-6 at most. And we'll see how that works out. But congratulations to Donovan Mitchell. Every time I say his name, I want to say Donovan McNabb for some reason. Congratulations to Donovan Mitchell. And let's see what they do in the postseason. Now, moving on to the Sacramento Kings. Let's give the Kings a round of applause. I'm going to give them a round of applause here. The Kings are in the playoff, the NBA playoffs, for the first time since 2006. And I saw something. I was watching NBA Today earlier, and they talked about the last time the Kings made it. And some of the people in their lineup, names like Bonzi Wells, Ron Artest before his chain, you know, before Meta World. I don't think he was Meta World Peace then. He's had so many names now, but Ron Artest was in that lineup, a few other guys. And obviously this is after a couple years after their run with, you know, the Chris Webbers and the Christies and those guys. But yeah, the Kings are in the playoffs. One of their afternoon drive radio guys out there actually works for the ESPN affiliate in Sacramento. He's been talking big, and he claimed earlier this week that he wanted the Warriors in the first round. That might actually happen. The Warriors might get that 6th seed. They've been hovering between 5 and like 9 for the last month and a half, basically. They're in 6th right now. They would play the Kings. They're only a game up on the Timberwolves, though. So the Warriors got to keep winning. They can't, and they could get up to 5 and play the Suns, but I think the Warriors want the Kings. I don't think they want to see KD in the first round and Chris Paul and Devin Booker. I don't think they want to, and DeAndre Ayton keep going. I don't think they want to see them in the first round. I think the Kings being a young team and just being excited to be there, I'm not saying they don't want to win, but I feel like the Kings are in that position kind of where the Grizzlies just were. The last couple years, you know, they went to play-in, then they jumped up and had the 2-seed last year. Now, they took a step. They've gone a step further, the Kings have, than the Wolves did. I'm sorry, than the Grizzlies did. I mean Grizzlies did the last couple years, because they're skipping right over to play-in. They haven't been in any postseason contention in years. They're skipping over the play-in. They're firmly nuzzled into the 3-seed. They're 5 games ahead of the Suns with, what, 6-7 games left? The Suns are not going to catch them. I just don't see it happening. It's not going to happen. Not impossible, but I don't see a big collapse happening. The Kings could win 50 games. They're 46-30, so they've played 76, what, 6 games left? They could still do that. They could still win 50 games. Win 40s next 6, you got a 50-game season there for your Sacramento Kings. If it's them and the Warriors, I'm taking the Warriors in the first round. I will take the Warriors. Now, they'd probably go 7 because the Warriors have not been good on the road, but I think they could get one road victory in that series. And if that happens, they might get the Grizzlies in the second round, which is who you know they want to play the Grizzlies, because that's become, even if you don't think it's a rivalry, it's become personal and kind of petty between the Grizzlies and the Warriors. It just has. Let's just be honest. It really has already. At this point, last couple of years, it's just become personal and petty. A couple years ago, Grizzlies beat the Warriors in the play-in, knocked them out. Last year, Warriors played them in the second round. They was chirping all year, pretty much. That series got physical, very physical. So physical that Dylan Brooks knocked out Gary Payton II. Knocked him out for the rest, pretty much, you know, the rest of that series. He didn't come back to the finals, I believe it was. So, yeah, and that was in the second round. So now GP2 is back, which is crazy because he left and went to Portland for, you know, a cup of coffee. Got him a couple bagels. Went downtown, hung out a little bit. You know, danced in the rain, sang in the rain, and now he's back. So, and that is going to help the Warriors defensively. It's already helping them out, right? They just got to keep winning. They haven't even won 10 games on the road this season, the Warriors. They are 9-29. The Spurs are 6-31 on the road. The Warriors are 9-29. All right, that's horrible. The Spurs are in 14th in the conference. Not quite as bad as the Rockets, but they're down there. But I think the Warriors can get them in the first round. But again, just the fact that the Kings are back in the playoffs, and it's been so long for the Kings. I mean, 2006, it's 2023. So we're talking about, what, 17 years? So about 17 years it's taken for them to make it back to the playoffs. And they had a nice little run in the early 2000s where they made it, you know, about three out of like 4 years, something like that, got to a conference finals. Some people still think they got screwed over by the Lakers in that Lakers series. It was a game 6, I believe. But, hey, it is what it is. Wasn't meant for them. I don't think the Kings are a real title contender. Yeah, they're the 3 seed. I don't see them as a real title contender. Let's say they beat the Warriors and make it to the second round. If the Grizzlies are healthy, that's a tough one, though. That is a tough one. I want to say the Grizzlies, but that would be a fun series. Even though I think the Warriors would beat the Kings in the first round if it stays like it is, 3-6. If the Kings get out of the first round and the Grizzlies get out of the first round, out of whoever gets the 7 seed from the play-in, might be the Lakers, so they may have a tough time with that. Grizzlies-Kings would be fun. Might not be as fun as Warriors-Grizzlies just because they have recent history these last three years now, the last two playoffs and play-in, and then now this year. It would be great to get the Warriors-Grizzlies again. The Warriors could kind of end up being the Grizzlies' Detroit Pistons, you know, what the Pistons were to Michael Jordan. It could become something like that, because if the Warriors get out of the first round now and they stay in the 6th seed and they go on to face the Grizzlies in the second round and they beat them again, it'll be like Jordan back in the day with the Pistons until he finally beat them. Or you could even say with the Celtics, because he never beat the Celtics moving on, right? Pistons beat the Celtics back in the 80s, but he didn't get the chance to beat the Celtics. The Celtics beat him early on, and, you know, by the time he was ready to really ascend, they were broken down, and they were not the same Celtics anymore that we'd seen in the early to mid-80s when they won 3 titles, right? So this could be, you know, this could be the John Morant story right here. Lose to the Warriors. You beat them once in a play-in. There was no play-in back in the day, but you beat them once in a one-game scenario. And then the next couple years, they beat you in 7-game series. That would be a great story. Like, we love storylines in sports. It's the on the court, on the field, but the storylines is what carry us from game to game or in between games. All these storylines, especially with social media now, you got all this stuff that's going on. With these players going back and forth, you got guys with podcasts. Draymond Green's always talking, and Dylan Brooks will throw a shot. He'll get on his podcast, his platform. He'll throw a shot back, and you get all this, and then you get in the game, and guys go at it, and we love to see the competition. That's what it's about. We love to see the competition. Again, I'm still rocking with the Warriors. I know it looks bad, Warrior fans, or anybody, any fan out there. I know it looks bad. Common sense would probably say the Nuggets should be favored. I just can't trust the Clippers. I can't trust the Clippers. And honestly, I don't see the Suns winning at all either. They might get out of the first round. Now, they might play the Clippers in the first round. If Paul George can get back to play any part of that series, that's going to be a tough series. That series is no way that's not going seven. Because the Clippers, as good as they can be, they will give you a chance to beat them. You just got to capitalize. They're always going to give you a shot. It's just something about the Clippers. As good as a coach as Tyronn Lue is, proven he is, proven he can be, he's out of that shadow of LeBron. People thought it was just LeBron at first. No, he's a good coach. Yeah, LeBron makes anybody look good, but he's actually a good coach. A very good coach is Tyronn Lue. I would like to see him win a championship from under LeBron, or out of the shadow of LeBron, just to really prove to people, yeah, I do this. This is what I do, man. It wasn't, it's not just because LeBron, but, we'll see. I don't think it'll be this year. But these Clippers, that'll probably be the marquee matchup of the first round. Suns Clippers, if they stay 4 or 5, Suns Clippers, if both teams can primarily be healthy, you got KD, Kawhi Leonard. That's like the headline right there. KD versus Kawhi. And in the secondary, the semi-main event, Paul George can get back. You got him and Devin Booker. And then you got Russell Westbrook and Chris Paul. I mean, you got stars all over. Like, this is going to be the series to watch. Right now, the Suns are only a half game up for fourth. The Clippers could conceivably still get home court in that matchup if it happens. And then you got the Warriors, who are only a game back of the Clippers, who could still, with, 5 games left? Warriors are 40-37. They got, 5 games left. They can still jump up. Like, it's just nothing. The West has been so close all year. Like, 1, 2, 3 are pretty much set. The Suns in fourth are even 5 games back of the Kings, so they're probably not jumping up higher than 4. But from 4, really, 4 through 7, if you want to be honest, but 4 through 6 for sure, is only a game and a half. But the Timberwolves are only a game behind the Warriors for 6. I mean, it's so close. And then the Lakers are a half a game behind the Wolves for 7. I mean, it's just so crazy. Even the Thunder has snuck into the play-in, right? The Thunder are in 10th. The Mavericks have fallen out, and the Mavericks have been free-falling. I said this when it happened. This thing with Kyrie and Luka is not going to work. They're not going to win anything. They might not even make the play-in. Forget playoffs. Playoffs. What did Jim Ward say? Playoffs. I just hope we can win a game. These guys can barely win any game. I think they're 3-8 together since Kyrie got there, something like that. They have not been good. Now, they had to play more games than that. Whatever it is, they just haven't been that good, the Mavs. That's going to end up being half a season experiment. Who knows where Kyrie will end up next year? It won't be Dallas, guarantee you that. Maybe the Lakers. I mean, the only time he's had championship success, even to make it there or really get close, has been with LeBron James. So if they can figure out a way to get him in there, or LeBron can figure out a way to get him in there, then you're really talking about something, right? Because he strayed away and wanted to leave eventually, but at least LeBron was able to get him to act right for a little while to get to, 3 straight championships or whatever it was, and then win one. But, or maybe it was just 2. He might have been going that 3rd one. These years, the years just run together after a while. They really do. But Yeah, that thing in Dallas, it ain't working, man. I'm sure Luka is so frustrated right now, the way the season is going. He probably won't admit it, but I guarantee you he probably don't like playing with Kyrie. I can almost guarantee you that. He will never say it publicly, but I guarantee he don't want to play a full year with Kyrie Irving. A lot of y'all going to think I'm wrong, but hey, if I'm wrong, I don't want to be right. All right, that's going to do it this week for the Courtside Crossover. This was episode 86. And again, congratulations to the Kings. Sorry, I got off track there, but congratulations to the Kings. This was episode 86 of the Courtside Crossover. Check us out on fullpresscoverage.com. Also, we're on megaphone.fm now, which is part of Spotify. Catch me on Twitter and Instagram at Chris Partee. Check out the Full Press Coverage app, and I'll check you out next week. Peace.